welcome to the Print AM, our daily morning podcast of the big news story. I'm Ishadrata Lahiri, principal correspondent at the Print, and today we will be discussing why Rajasthan Chief Minister Ashok Gehlot pulled out of the Congress's president's race. Now, after a meeting with Sonia Gandhi on Thursday, Ashok Gehlot, who was till that point the front runner to be elected the new Congress president, said that he was dropping out of the race. The reason he cited was because he was claiming moral responsibility for an embarrassing fiasco that his party had to face in Rajasthan last weekend when about 90-odd party MLAs threatened to tender their resignations in support of Gehlot. Why did it come to this? Well, let's recap. Since the Congress announced that it will be holding elections to elect its new president, and it was abundantly clear that Rahul Gandhi will not be contesting, Ashok Gehlot emerged as the Gandhi family's preferred candidate to contest for and then take over the post. I use the word preferred cautiously because the Gandhis, by all accounts, had indicated that they will be quote-unquote neutral during the election process. But those well-versed with the Congress know how to read the signs. Soon after the election schedule was announced, Gehlot was called for a meeting with Sonia Gandhi, where, as per reports, she indicated that she'd want him to run. But there was a problem. Gehlot reportedly did not want to let go of Rajasthan, which is why even after his first meeting with Sonia, he continued to say that he'd like Rahul Gandhi to take up the top post and would contest only if the party asks him to. However, last week, all his efforts to persuade Rahul drew a knot when the Gandhisian refused, even after Gehlot flew to Kochi where Rahul was participating in the Bharat Jodo Yatra to make one last-ditch effort. Before flying off to Kochi though, he had one more meeting with Sonia where the Congress president seemed to reiterate her willingness to see Gehlot contest. It is only after Rahul refused that Gehlot publicly said that he will file his nomination. But the question now was, who will take over as Rajasthan Chief Minister? The party, as Rahul had made clear, would follow a one-person, one-post rule. And for that, they wanted Gehlot to resign as CM before he filed nomination. It is for this purpose that a meeting of all party MLAs was called on Sunday, and senior leaders Mallikarjun Kharge and Ajay Makan were sent from Delhi to preside over the meeting. Speculations pointed at Sachin Pilot taking over as CM, Gehlot's adversary in the party who had been eyeing the chair since 2018. But the resolution was not to be passed as about 90-odd MLAs believed to be Gehlot loyalists boycotted the meeting, kept Makan and Kharge waiting and instead convened a separate meeting. Thereafter, all of them staged a public rebellion stating that they're in support of Gehlot and want the party's high command to take their opinion into consideration before choosing the next CM. Now, the MLAs seem to have settled down, but the high command appears to have squarely blamed Gehlot for the loss of face, stating that such an act by the MLAs could not have happened without him knowing. Since that day, Gehlot, who looks set to be the next Congress president, has been appearing to make amends. The process culminated at Sonia Gandhi's residence yesterday, when after an hour-long meeting, Gehlot came out and said that he'd asked for Sonia's forgiveness and claimed moral responsibility for what happened in Rajasthan. It is basis this moral responsibility, Gehlot said, that he will not contest the party's presidential poll, giving the contest an interesting twist and a new player. Digvijay Singh. That's all we have for you today, but we will be watching the developments in the Congress very closely and bringing you all the latest. This is Ishadrata Lahiri, principal correspondent at The Print, bringing you this podcast, The Print AM. Do tune in every morning at 8 a.m. for all the latest news and analysis from The Print's team. We'll be back tomorrow with a new episode.